That music means it's Friday and it's time for StoryCorps, sharing stories of people's lives. And today, a story from Jacksonville, Florida, and the Ortega River Bridge. This is a drawbridge that opened back in 1927. Thousands of people cross it every day, but not many of them notice the bridge tender. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, someone sits inside this tiny booth opening and closing the bridge so boats can pass through. Barb Abelhauser became a bridge tender after leaving an office job that she hated. At StoryCorps, she told her friend John Maycumber that she thought she'd only work on that bridge for a year or so, but she wound up staying for 8.
The pay's horrible, the benefits are worse, but I have the most gorgeous view in the entire city. I mean, executives who make hundreds of thousands of dollars do not have my view. And I'm getting paid to stop and look. That's the thing I think I love the most about this.
You must see a lot of things that the rest of us miss.
You know, I think about that a lot because I've been sitting in the same exact spot for all these years, and I see the passage of the seasons. I see the alligator that hangs out below my window, and when she lays her eggs, I hear baby gators barking, and people don't even realize we're there. They'll walk past us and say the most intimate, private things, and we hear them. People go on dates on these bridges, and they propose. So you get this little tiny snapshot of people's personal lives that they don't even realize that they're giving you. There was a fisherman that used to come through the bridge every morning like clockwork. I never knew his name. You know, we had a connection, but we don't really know who each other is. And one day he came through, I waved, and I found out in the news that maybe 10 minutes later, while he was on his boat heading out to fish, he had a heart attack and passed away. His boat washed up on the shore of the river. He was on the boat alone, so I was the last person that saw him alive. Makes you think, makes you appreciate. You know, I'll be out there at 3 a.m, there's no traffic, it's quiet, and I'll look up and there's the moon. And I try to thank the universe at least once a night for this opportunity, you know. I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. And if that happens, I want to have woken up that day and not thought, I don't want to go to work, you know? Most people don't have that. I love it.
She makes that view sound beautiful, doesn't she? That's bridge tender Barb Abelhauser with John Maycumber at StoryCorps in Jacksonville, Florida. Barb now lives in Seattle, where she found another job. Yes, tending bridges. This interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, and it's featured in the latest StoryCorps book, Callings, The Purpose and Passion of Work.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from Subaru, automotive partner of the National Park Service Centennial. Subaru encourages people to explore America's treasures and discover a national park adventure at findyourpark.com. Love, it's what makes a Subaru. And from Cancer Treatment Centers of America, proud supporter of StoryCorps and the power of listening, committed to treating every cancer patient as unique, and believing that every patient's story of courage and inspiration should be heard. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Some public transit systems are recording video and audio on buses and trains.
We're using every available technology to deter criminal activity on our system.
Some commuters object that their conversations are being recorded.
It's too Orwellian for me. It just reeks of Big Brother. I don't like it.
Balancing security and privacy later on All Things Considered from NPR News.